Mary Coates leads us in invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight and just ask for wisdom and clarity as we look into all of the different ordinances and things that come before our court tonight. We ask that you be with all of our law enforcement and first responders, as well as our servicemen and women that give of themselves each and every day to keep all of us safe. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Justice Coates. You may be seated. Madam Secretary, could we have the roll call, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates. Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Schock. Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Present.
Yorgi.
Here.
Let the record reflect a quorum was present. All right, members of the court, you have a copy of last month's journal before you. What is your pleasure?
Motion to approve the journal.
Motion and second. Any additions or deletions or changes of any kind? Seeing none, all in favor of approval as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the journal will be approved as presented. Next, we have county officers' report, and today we will start with Chief Deputy Chad Woolley. Do you have a Sheriff's Department update for us?
All right, well, good evening.
Good evening.
For April of 2026, our average head count at Unit 1 was 171. Unit 2 was 160 for the males, 56 in our female, and 12 in our juveniles. We had 456 intakes, 489 releases. Looks like we averaged about 64 ADC inmates. That number's starting to creep up. I think we're close to 80 today. For patrol, our total number of calls to FCSO was 1,790. Of that, 92 violent crimes and domestics, 41 thefts and criminal mischiefs, 102 animal calls. It's like two citations for animal citations. And it looks like our reserve unit put in 127 hours. Our criminal investigation division assigned 77 cases. They closed 28. And it looks like our transport division had a total trips. Sorry, it goes in and out. And you can see the breakdown of miles and costs there. Outside of any questions, that's
good. Any questions for Chief Deputy Chad Woolley? Justice Lyon.
Looking at the ADC inmates housed, and that number's pretty much doubled since February. Is there a reason for it, or is it just
no space? There's just no, you know, they tell us who, they'll send us a list of who they will take, and it depends on what the classifications are and where they've got space to put them. But we try, we stay on them pretty hard, but we're one of the 75 counties that are trying to get them out as well. So,
okay. Thank you.
Good. Judge.
Justice Lahosky.
Chief, thank you for this report. You know, as I'm looking across the top line of this, it tells the story of just Unit 1 consistently being overcrowded. Dustly,
yes, sir.
We're working on the fix for that. But I know there are always stories of why we need to be building a new jail. So tell us this month what happened wrong in Unit 1, what broke down in Unit 1. I'm sure there was something that broke down, clogged up, something of why we should be building a new
jail.
I was
just talking with Randy, county administrator, earlier. I said, well, I'm going to have to come back before the court this year because we're going to run out of money to fix Unit 1. It seems like every week it's $3,000, $5,000. It's a section of pipe at a time.
The
pipes are just rotted, and okay, they'll fix a good section, and right where they stop, it springs a leak on the other side. And that's consistent. I mean, that's just about every month. And it's, you know, it's not just it's unit two as well. I mean, I signed a work order for $85,000 at unit two for just showers, sink repair, commode repair. So locks. I mean, it's just nature of the beast.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I was looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I would draw your attention to the summary report, statement of operations. It's in your packet. If you have any questions, you can speak with County Clerk Margaret Darter, and she'll get you headed in the right direction. Next, we have the Treasurer's Report. Treasurer Scott Sanson.
Thank you, Judge. If you'll turn with me, summary statement of courts, January 1st, 2026 through April 30th, 2026. County General Fund, $1,000, $4,142,671.54. County Road Fund, $2,000, $10,480,517.58. County Road Sales Tax Fund, $3,402, $7,832,683.33. Animal Welfare and Control Fund, $3,404, $1,365,893.38. Criminal Justice Tax Fund, $3,407, $1,000. $529,503.57. Coronavirus Relief Fund, 1005, $1,018,974.06. American Rescue Plan Fund, 3046, $1,805,982.24. ARP Revenue Replacement Fund, 1006, $5,270,433.55. Turn with me to page 2. This is our county general revenue chart. As you can see, we're above the 2025 as of April, in a great place. Page 3 is sales tax. The sales tax for April was $1,148,130.57. That's 4.11% better than April of 2025, and the running total for the year is 3.73% above 25. Page 4. Total sales tax collections for 2026 is $4,974,535.78. That's 34% of our projected $14.8 million projection for the year. As you know, four months through the year is one-third of the way, so that's 33%, so we're ahead of schedule there. And finally, on the last page, the three-month moving average versus the one-year moving average chart, the three-month moving average has dipped down. Our one-year moving average is staying fairly consistent. So there is, not saying I'm concerned, but we're keeping an eye on that. We may see a downturn in our sales tax here sometime soon. Are there any questions?
Mr. Treasurer, what are you seeing with regard to inflation, fuel?
I think we're all feeling the inflation, fuel mainly. And if fuel goes up, the rest of the inflation is going up. The numbers, of course, on this latest fuel rise, we're not going to see that. You know, the CDP or whatever, is not going to see that. CDI is not going to see that for a couple, 3 months. You know, it reports late. Probably going to be some inflationary stuff in there. I just don't know. You know, we are kind of seeing a softening. I've been reading there's a softening of the economy. And that's why I think we're seeing what numbers we are on the sales tax flattening out.
All right. Any other questions for Scott Sanson? Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you, Judge.
Next, we'll go to County Administrator Randy Higgins.
Thank you, Judge. Just give you a quick update on Unit 2. So if you'll remember, this is the picture I've been showing each court meeting. This is shortly after we broke ground this would be about late February when they just started cutting the road back behind Unit 2. This is the picture that I showed you last month in the Quorum Court meeting to show that they were digging down for the foundation for the building of where they were. Where the, I guess that's a backhoe or a bulldozer, where the tree is there just on the right, that was some sewer lines that were in the way. We were working with the engineering with Conway Corp so that we could remove those sewer lines and rerun them is the reason that they had not dug that out yet. And this is as of last week. So little twist on the picture of where the drone took it. But we have where the fresh dirt is, that part is finished up. That's half of the building. Then they're working to fill up the part that's going to be in the top right-hand corner. They're putting the riprap and the gravel in there. And then they've have completed the sewer line and are now filling in that bottom part. Actually, today, so this picture is almost a week old. Today, they've done a lot more. I went by there, a lot more work. So I'll have a fresh picture for you next month. But they're making progress out there. Also, so that we can make sure that we're spending our ARP money as soon as we possibly can, the front money. We've already started to receive materials last week, I believe it was, or week before last. Door frame, sale doors have started to show up. So they're on site, and we're able to store those and pay for them. That's what we want to do, is to be able to spend the $7 million we have appropriated of ARP money as soon as we can, certainly by the end of this year. So we're ordering what we can to get that there. Just a couple of updates that I got from our weekly report from today. The undercutting of the northwest corner, and they're pumping water out, and soon they'll start on the granular fill. They think we'll be through with the foundation, have it up to a 2-foot elevation above ground in about 2 weeks. And I did want to remind, we've had a couple of issues where people have wanted to just show up out there and see what's going on. And certainly Quorum Court members, anytime, just like any of our projects that you guys want to see, if you'll get with me, I'll be glad to load you up and take you out there and give you a tour. But it is a safe working area, hard hats, reflective vest, safety goggles and gloves and all that. And we just don't want anybody, the workers or anybody that's out there visiting, to get hurt or fall into a pit or anything like that. So I just wanted to put a reminder up there that unless you reach out to me or the sheriff's department, we'll be glad to get you out there. One other little project I just wanted to share with you that we finished up last week, I believe, and this has to do with the Cherokee boundary line up in the northwest corner of the county. How many people, I'm curious, how many JPs knew that marker was up there? Come on, shame on y'all. I knew Justice Shock. I thought Justice Shock would raise his hand, but he's not here. So there is a boundary marker up there. So Highway 124 actually is the one that goes kind of at an angle. Used to be the boundary for the Cherokee Nation up there back in 1817 to 1828. And so in 1965, the Chamber of Commerce for Conway and the Faulkner County Historical Society put a marker up there, and I've ride my motorcycle up that way on occasion, and so I knew the marker was there, and that used to be my JP district, so I'm familiar with it. Justice Coates, I can't believe you didn't know that was there. And so, that's right. So about 3 years ago, though, RDOT came through on a highway improvement program and redid that intersection, and when they redid it, that monument used to be right next to the road, and you could kind of pull off on the shoulder and not get out of your car and read the road. Well, when they redid the intersection, the monument ended up about 75 or 80 yards out into a field, and you couldn't get to it, and the grass was always growing up and everything, and so the judge can probably fill you in a little bit more on this than I can, because we're talking about the history of it, but somebody brought it to attention. So this was a joint project between RDOT and the county to actually put this roadway in there so that RVs can pull in, stop, take a break, and then also to be able to look at the monument. Judge, did you have more information on that?
Yes. So with the highways being moved, Mike Murphy, many of you know Mike Murphy, he's a judge with the Arkansas Court of Appeals, called and he said, you know, and I knew that he had Indian heritage, and he just mentioned, you know, that's kind of dangerous to pull off the road there. There's really not a place to park or anything like that. Is, you know, who would I call or who would I contact? And I'm going to let Tom take it from here to explain how we made it happen. Tom Anderson, road administrator.
We reached out and worked with the highway department in the regional office up in Russellville. They designed it, did the engineering for it, and then they went with us. We laid it out, and we constructed it using our own people to do it, and then we hired the asphalt install. But we worked with RDOT. They worked with us, and we completed it. We had a little bit of trouble one time. I think the landowners, where the lines were, we had to work through it. It took a little longer than we wanted to, but once we got that solved, it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, so I want to thank RDOT. Thank you, Tom. I want to thank RDOT. You know, they're used to working big projects, not ad hoc projects that just come from a grassroots standpoint. and they really showed their flexibility, willingness to work and kind of do the right thing. I mean, it's kind of dangerous right there at the intersection, as Randy said, to just pull off the side of the highway and then walk across rough ground that's bush hogged. So thank you for covering that, Randy.
Yep, so I challenge the JPs who have not been up there. That's probably one of the most scenic areas of Faulkner County. It's a beautiful drive up there, or ride if you're riding a motorcycle, but a beautiful area to go. So pending any questions, Your Honor, that's my report.
Thank you, Randy. Any questions for Randy? Thank you, Randy. Next, we'll go back to Tom Anderson, Road Administrator, for his report.
Thank you, Your Honor. Turn to the ARP report to start with. There was about $890,000 spent since the last report. Of that, $865,000 was spent on the jail. As Administrator Higgins just reported, it's moving on. After we started the dig out, it started picking up pretty quick. So we feel pretty confident about that progress. If you will look on the road report, we have a total of about 6.5 miles since last report. RDOT has taken Rogers Group off of working for us right now. They'll be back later, late summer, early fall, and we'll complete the rest of our scheduled projects hopefully then. We are starting our chip seal soon. We have a little bit of dig out left on our first project. Once that is complete, we'll start a chip seal process for the remain through the summer. In addition, Justice Lyon may be asking about this one. Construction has started on 286 and Skunk Hollow intersection. Started this actually last week a little bit, but in earnest this week. I talked to the contractor yesterday, and they still plan to be through with the road work before school starts back up. So it hopefully won't impact school traffic too much, because they will have to stop traffic as they're working on 286. The lights won't be in until late to early fall. There's like a 26-week wait time period before they get the hardware and the actual stoplight. But we will have an operational turn lane without the lights by the end of school, summer period or so. We still haven't heard any more on the Elliott Road project. We're waiting on the design. As you know, we're switching gears a little bit due to public input on Elliott Road and Highway 25. It's going to have a stoplight that's protecting the turn left out of Elliott Road to go south and left onto Elliott Road from the southbound lane on 25. Road shop update. If you'll look, I've got a couple of slides. The picture on the left was mid-February when we first started pouring footings. The picture on the right, you can see the concrete slab for the offices in the Emergency Operations Center has been poured there. We got our first steel load in yesterday. And this was a video of that, if I can get that to run. Let's see. There we go. And you can see they've got the EOC blocked out in the command center there as you're going over.
And might explain what an EOC is.
Emergency Operations Center. So that's where we'll hold up in weather events. And that's the second load of steel there. We're still on track to finish the first part of February of next year. Everything's looking good. The steel was scheduled to show up yesterday, and it showed up yesterday, so that was a good sign there. We got to have that moving forward to keep on time, which we had it. That concludes both of my reports, subject to questions, Your Honor. Yes, sir.
Justice Moss.
Yes, sir. Last time I was on West Lewisburg, it looked like the progress stopped at Joyner.
That was as planned.
Okay.
For this year, yes.
For this year. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, other questions? Tom, thank you for all the reports, but thank you for the report showing our quorum court progress on that road facility for the next 50 years. And, you know, the EOC, you know, a lot of people, we have some members of the public here today, and a lot of people might not understand the operations, you know, when you have severe weather. We've got to be able to operate in winter, you know, rain, snow. We're not the post office, but pretty close to it. And certainly any severe damaging events, we've got to have a place out of which we can operate. Those operations have to be centralized. The operations have to be, there has to be a command and control center. So anyway, that will be with the opportunity to build another road and fleet maintenance facility. We saw the need to combine those two operations in one facility and make the best use of taxpayer dollars, to be honest with you. And really excited about that, and going to be much less nervous the next tornado warning rather than being in a sheet metal sided building. So thank you for that report. Any other questions or comments for Tom?
Hey, Judge, I just want to say, Tom, last winter when the weather got so bad, the post office did not run. Y'all ran. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Running when the post office didn't run.
Thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate that. They are our road department, number one, I'm their biggest fan, but they eat it up. They love responding to severe weather events, and they enjoy work any day of the year. But you would think we would have to give extra motivation, Tom. You can just speak to their willingness to do that.
Yeah, I think I spoke as a recap. Part of what I said was we really have to monitor their work rest cycles because it messes with their sleep, and it becomes, even though they're willing to plow ahead, we have to say, no, we're not operating that way because it makes everybody less safe when they get that tired. So, yeah, they're always stepping up, willing to do what's needed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Justice Salison, for that comment. Any others? All right, Tom. Again, thank you. County Administrator Tom Anderson. Next, we move to standing committee reports. As always, we start to my far right, Justice Justin Knight, Infrastructure Committee.
Thank you, Your Honor. Infrastructure month, we do have one ordinance tonight. That is Ordinance 2609, the Arkansas CPACE program. It's a commercial property assessed capital expenditure program. It provides capital financing for qualifying commercial construction improvements. It's backed by state legislation and active in over 30 states across the country. So,
thank you, Justice Knight. Next, we'll move to Justice Mary Coates and Courts and Public Safety Committee.
Thank you, Your Honor. Courts and Public Safety did not meet this month.
Thank you, Justice Coates. And next we'll go to Budget and Finance, Justice Tyler Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. Budget and Finance met last week, and we have put one appropriation ordinance on the agenda tonight.
Okay, thank you for that. And then we'll go to Justice Chris Kendrick for Personnel Committee.
Judge, Personnel met. We forwarded an EQ board appointment to the Quorum Court, and we also forwarded an ordinance to Budget and Finance for consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Next, we move to public comments. All right, I see some members of the public here today. If you have a comment on any of the items of business on the agenda, feel free to step forward to the mic. Moving right along, seeing none, we go to special reports. Not aware of any special reports. Any special reports? Next, we'll go to old business. Any items of old business before the court? Seeing none, we'll go to new business in these ordinances and resolution. First up, we have proposed ordinance 26-09, and it is the Arkansas CPACE program. Justice Knight, who is sponsoring this?
I make a motion we pass 2609. It'll be the first reading tonight, though.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Can we have a reading? And by the way, I want to introduce everybody to Mrs. Ashley West. She is the legal assistant to County Civil Attorney Phil Murphy, who's on vacation, and we're all jealous of him and his pictures and everything. But we want to thank you for showing up and standing in for Phil.
Am I reading this by title?
Title only.
Proposed Ordinance 26-09, sponsored by the Infrastructure Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance authorizing Faulkner County, Arkansas, to join the Arkansas Property Assessed Capital Expenditure PACE Improvement District to approve and incorporate the Uniform Participation Agreement to authorize execution of the participation agreement and for other purposes.
All right, thanks. So, members of the court, we've had a motion, second, and a reading. Is there any discussion, or would you like to give us a summary, Justice Knight?
I'd be glad to. So how CPACE works is it's a fixed-rate, long-term loan that's attached to the property. And not the actual owner. It's structured as a special assessment on the property tax and can be repaid directly to the lender. Terms are based on average life of the improvements. Projects go through an application process that is reviewed by the Arkansas PACE Board of Directors, and then if they approved there, it would have to go to the mortgage holder. They would have to approve it before it could even begin progress. It can be used for new construction, retrofits, developments, and recapitalization, and can fund up to 100% of qualifying improvements. And you can be stacked with tax credits and other incentives such as historical tax credit, new market tax credit, and opportunity zones. Some of the examples of it are HVAC renovation, controls, insulation, solar batteries, roofing, resiliency, water conservation, and the list goes on. The county's role in this would be to adopt an ordinance that we have before us tonight. After that, the judge would appoint a board member, and the quorum court would confirm it. And we would allow an activation of collection services in event of a default. But the county's not on the hook for that, but we would have the way to collect on that for the lender. And the county can negotiate a fee for the service if we want to do so. So, any questions?
Thank you for that detailed explanation. Are there any questions or clarifications?
Judge, I got a question.
Justice Kendrick?
I know this is just first reading, but I see here it's talking about an Pulaski enabling ordinance. How many counties have approved this in Arkansas? I'm assuming Pulaski, since they're listed on the ordinance.
Yeah. If I could step in, I'm not aware of how many. I don't anticipate counties not doing it, because essentially it's a stop along the way for our businesses to take advantage of this grant stream. And I saw a presentation of it with the other county judges from around the state at a judges association meeting, and saw no opposition to it. So I'm not sure if we're first to vote on it or for what, but I'll get you an answer by next month, by second reading.
Okay, and then I would also be curious at how their board is structured. See, it says staggered terms, but I would be curious who else is on the board. And by our final reading, especially when we're voting on it, I would hope we could get the representatives back that presented to Infrastructure Committee to come here and give us a thorough overview and answer any questions that we might have before we vote on this as well.
Justice Kendrick, the executive committee is on page 2 of the appendix, or exhibit A. If you look at that, it's how they're structured. The board structure, option number 3 and then number 4.
Okay. Yeah, just...
But definitely we can have Mr. Raspberry come in.
Yeah, just because reading this, depending on the amount of counties and who all's on there as well. So I would be curious. So.
For sure, good questions. Other questions, comments? Justice Lahosky?
I think my question was kind of along the same terms as Justice Kendrick's. I was worried about the where it said the Pulaski enabling ordinance. And I was basically going to ask, and Justin, you probably don't know this, but is there anything that they can do in Pulaski that would negatively affect what we're doing, you know, over here in Faulkner? That's just basically my only concern. Like I said, I know it's not necessarily a problem.
Sure. Good question
for y'all. But, yeah.
And if we could forward that to Mr. Murphy, I'm sure he'll address that next month, second reading. Yep. Good question.
Thank you.
Others? All right, no action necessary, that being the first reading. Thank you, Justice Knight. Next item of business, proposed ordinance 26-10. This is an appropriation ordinance.
Judge, I motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 26-10.
Second. All right, could we have a reading, please?
Yes. Proposed ordinance 26-10, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee. Be it enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 25-33 of November 18, 2025, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, members, motion second and reading. Can we have a summary of
yes,
the
sir.
High points?
Yes, sir. Justices, looking at big numbers on here, Section 1 is a request from the Coalition for money to go to spay and neuter services for animal welfare and control. Section 4 is a pass-through grant, and then Section 5 is a elections grant that Margaret can speak to, but that's the summation of the big numbers on here.
Touch on that.
Glad to ask them on then.
Any questions for Margaret?
If you don't mind, Margaret, could you explain the grant? Thank you.
Sure. This is a continuation of the grant that we got in 2024, and then I came back in 2025 and had to do an appropriation. We thought the timeline was out on it. We have $28,000 that we can still spend, and we thought the timeline was out, but Adam actually come and sat down with us, and we brainstormed. They want us to spend the money instead of turn it back, so we've asked the money to be reappropriated so we can finish spending it.
Curious on that front. I meant to ask this in committee, but I forgot. Why would Adam be over an elections grant?
It's an election security grant.
Okay,
so
there we go.
It has to be applied towards security of the building or elections. Anything to do with security, we can spend it on that matter.
Perfect. Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you for that summary, Justice Lebowski. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
All right, the ayes have it, and motion carries. 26-10 is passed. Next, we move to resolution 23-02. If I can work the screen on this tablet quick enough, I'll get back to tell you what it's called.
It's an EQ appointment.
Oh, yeah.
EQ board appointment.
One of the court's equalization board appointments. All right, so what is your pleasure?
Judge, I make a motion to appoint Mr. Stephen Means to the EQ board to approve proposed resolution 26-02.
Proposed resolution 26-02, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, a resolution to appoint Stephen Means to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. Whereas the Faulkner County Quorum Court has the responsibility and legal obligation by Arkansas Code Annotated 26-27-304 to appoint two members to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, that the Quorum Court of Faulkner County hereby appoints Stephen Means to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. This term is to expire in June of 2029.
Thank you for that reading, Ashley. Justice Kendrick, you want to give us a little explanation, give some background for those unfamiliar?
Mr. Means is a qualified applicant that wants to serve on the EQ board. I believe he's got an appraisal background.
He's a reappointment.
Yes, sir. So it's not his first time. He's willing to serve again. So.
Yeah, I talked about a thankless job, and we just appreciate Mr. Means' willingness to run, and put himself up for reappointment. All right. Any further questions or discussion on that? We got a motion, second, and reading. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion has it. Resolution 2302 passes, and Mr. Means is thereby reappointed. All right, next, moving right along, we have appointments, and beyond that Quorum Court Equalization Board appointment, I'm not aware of any. Any other appointments come before the court? Next, we'll have announcements, and the only thing I see on your agenda is just a repeat of the announcement of that appointment of Mr. Means to the Equalization Board as one of the Quorum Court's representatives on that EQ board. Are there any other announcements? I see County Extension Agent Mary Beth Gross. Do you have any? I think I already asked, but have any announcements? Got all the rain you need, right? Is that?
Not yet, but we're getting
good. Judge?
She asked if she could have some more, announced that we need more rain for the Master Gardeners. They're hosting the State Master Gardeners Conference right here. For those of you who don't know, our Master Gardeners are the people who take care of our lawn in the campus here on the courthouse block. And what bad timing for, a period of drought. We water, we get calls, if we water during voluntary curtailment, And we stopped when Conway Corp asked us. We're one of the top users of water, not because of that, but because of the jail. And we observed that. How could we ask our citizens to not curtail if we are watering our lawn? So we take the lumps on our mostly beautiful lawn. We care about our grass. Unfortunately, that affects the master gardener's flower beds and all the beautiful work they do around here, around the museum, around the Foxtrot or the Dog Trot cabin. And I told her, if this rain doesn't get you to that master gardener's conference in a couple weeks, you know, just let us know. We'll turn the sprinklers on for that event. It's a big honor for not only the master gardeners but our county to host that event. So just if you start getting some calls, just direct them my way. But we appreciate their efforts. Yes, sir. Just Judge Hendrick.
Just wanted to give a shout-out to the Extension Office. I know it's been might have been a month or so, but they had a field day out at the Expo Center for elementary students. Mine was out there. I know there was a lot of praise. They said it was super educational. The kids had a great time and parents and heard a lot of great feedback, and that's just one of the many things that our Extension Office does for our various residents throughout the county. So great job. Thank you, Mayor.
Awesome. Hear, hear. Seconded. And our assessor, Chrissy Lewis.
Don't forget to assess by May 31st. And don't forget that next year's tax bill is based on what you're driving on May 31st this year.
Ah, very good. Would you step to the mic and say that for our live streamers?
I have said that on Facebook a million times this year. Don't forget to assess by May 31st at 4:30. And don't forget next year's tax bill is based on what you're driving at 4:30 this year on May 31st.
Thank you. Excellent. Hey, She's got a big enough voice. She doesn't need a microphone.
It's done January 1 through December 31st, but vehicles, yeah. May 31st at 4:30 is next year's bill, awesome. What you're driving.
Very good. She does a terrific job. And
you change. That is why.
Thank you.
If you trade a Pinto for a Yukon, next year's bill, that's why. That's why your bill goes up.
There you go. Yes.
So I know that it's probably a financial thing, not watering. But if you don't keep your lawns healthy, you're going to have some stickers.
Yes.
And then you're going to have another nightmare, so it's a trade-off.
Weeds don't suffer in drought, do they?
So, yeah, no, yeah. No. But, you know, you got to pick a battle. I don't want stickers.
Yeah, PSA there. For sure. This rain helped. We should get some more rain the next few days. You've all seen the forecast. And we just got to hope that it doesn't weaken like the last several major ones have. But thank you for that announcement.
And pray.
Pray for rain. Justice Meeks.
Monday is Memorial Day, and I believe that we'll have an event here at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Was it 4 o'clock, I think?
I don't recall the time. Randy, do you recall that time?
I believe that is correct.
4 o'clock. Double check. Call my office.
And I know that some of the other cemeteries around the county also have mm-hmm. their own Memorial Day ceremonies. Excuse me. So just want a reminder about that.
For sure. And, you know, I mean, we need to all think about why we celebrate or why we recognize Memorial Day. You know, We sit here today. On the shoulders of giants, whom we remember specifically on that day. Thank you for bringing that up. Any other announcements?